Today on Live from Studio A, we bring you Actual Wolf, which is Eric Pollard, and he is joined in the studio today by one of his band members in a couple of bands, Steve Garrington. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
And thanks
good
for coming.
To be here.
Thanks for coming in. Well, let's get started with a song. You said you're going to play something, and Steve played on the Lightning and the Wolf EP, along with a lot of other great people, and it was produced by your guys' bandmates in Retribution Gospel Choir, Alan Sparhawk.
Yep.
So we'll talk a little bit more about that, but you're going to play something from your forthcoming full-length album, right?
Yeah, this is a song called Kerosene and Spark. Presidentially determined, I will raise my warrior's cup and preach to all a sermon laced with leadership and luck. Well, I cry out this and I cry out that, cry out to the waitress again and recollect why they tossed me out before I try to get back in. Drawn up and dictated, I'll review my silly thoughts and decree to all a masterpiece full of glorious battles lost. Well, I'll leave out this and I'll leave out that, leave this place after another round and try to recall why I misspoke before I try to save this town. And it's wrong, oh, you needn't keep it up. What you wasted will not fill another's cup. Move on and let me be, but you will go down my enemy. 'Cause it's one more night in the wind. Mistakenly alluring, I will focus all my heart and holding you a bonfire full of kerosene and spark. Well, I'll burn up this and I'll burn up that, burn up bridges built with love. Could our passions be like bonded steel before I try to burn them up? And it's wrong, oh, you needn't keep the key. What you wasted will not get back the love from me. Move out and get a clue, but you will let my heart start killing you. 'Cause it's one more night in the wind. Yes, it's one more night in the wind. And it's wrong, oh, you needn't want it still. 'Cause I'm wasted, you won't get back the love you spill. Move out and get a clue, but you will heart start killing you. 'Cause it's one more night in the wind. Yes, it's one more night in the wind. Oh, it's one more night in the wind.
Actual Wolf live from Studio A, and a new tune from a forthcoming new album. And any potential name for the album yet, Eric?
There is not any potential name. We just started doing demos for the record a couple weeks ago. So we just finished those up, and we're probably going to begin tracking in January, probably. At Sacred Heart.
At Sacred Heart, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And who are you going to work with on this one?
Al.
Again.
And he'll be...
He did do a pretty nice job on the EP, I have
to
say.
He did. So we'll be working with Al and Jake Larson.
Okay.
Affectionately known as the Larsonator.
Now, Eric, you're originally from Grand Rapids, right?
I am, and currently live in Grand Rapids.
Back home?
Yeah.
As a base, although you're, you know, I have tabs on you, keep tabs on your actual Wolf page on Facebook, and you're all over the place lately.
I have been,
recording,
yes.
and performing and doing all sorts of stuff. So back in Grand Rapids, how did you first get into music?
I first got into music because my mother played piano and my sister played piano. And my uncle played drums. So I initially got into music from playing, just being around my family and going to church. And my mom played piano and organ in church. And my uncle played drums in church. And there's a strong music program up in Grand Rapids in the middle school and high school. And it's just kind of something you get into, as well as we have KXC and KBXE up there now.
And those are stations similar to KUMD, also part of the Ampers network.
That's right, independent local radio north for the Northland. You just get into it. The marching band used to march during their summer rehearsals. They marched right by our house. 5 days a week. So everybody comes out and stands on their porch and watches the marching band march by, because everybody loves a marching band. So you just, it's something that's so, music is such a ingrained thing in Grand Rapids. I don't know. I guess that's the long answer as to how I got involved.
I love that answer, and I love that image of the marching band. Everybody coming out to see the band going down the street. So, as a kid, were you thinking that that's going to be me someday? I'm going to be in that band someday.
Absolutely. And everyone that I was in marching band with, and in band, they would talk about that same thing: watching the marching band march by their house or march by their friend's house. And listening to the drummers, you know, play the cadence while they marched, and then they play songs, and that's it. That's definitely, I was that little kid watching the drummers play and saying, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Was it the drums that you first played?
Yeah, first I started playing piano, mm-hmm. Because my mom and sister played piano, and I had this piano teacher, Roseanne Fritz, and she was like she was a great lady. She was the hot shot piano teacher in town. And I would just come sit in my sister's lessons when I was a little kid. And she brought it up to my mom, well, why don't you have Eric start lessons? And so I played piano, but I always wanted to play drums. And so I found out, in order to join band, and play drums, you had to have so many years of piano. So I was already taking piano. And I was really excited about that. But then I was in rock bands with my friends and punk bands. And so I got really into guitar because it was really cool. People would, you know, all the girls would talk to my friends that played guitar.
Not the drummer. They weren't mobbing the drummer.
Still, I know it's hard to believe, but still, women are quite afraid of drummers. They much prefer guitar players and lead singers, and I could see why. You know, drummers are a notoriously rowdy bunch, and we're back there. While everybody else is up front looking pretty, you know, the drummers are usually in the back sweating and looking disgusting and making faces and stuff.
I've always loved watching you play drums, by the way, because you just are so expressive at what you do.
Why, thank you.
So you got into rock bands. And by the way, we should mention that a block away from you, there was a little kid named Tim Saxhog, right?
That's true, yep.
And he is now in Trampled by Turtles. Did you guys ever, growing up, and you were friends growing up, right?
My first friend.
Did you ever have any idea growing up that things would turn out the way they have. You both are in bands that tour nationally. And
we didn't think that, but we grew up playing in bands together. And, I mean, we hung out quite a bit. And in when we were in nursery school, preschool, we went to this preschool, Bo Peep Elementary, that was run by this lady, Mrs. Burley, and her Connie Burley and her husband Leo, who was the choir director at the high school. And Tim and I used to break dance for the preschool, so we were really into break dancing, and we would get dressed up in our parachute pants and break dance for the kids at preschool.
I hope there are pictures somewhere.
There's got to be pictures. Either his mom, Nancy, or my mom has some. Somebody has some pictures. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, we didn't ever think we were gonna both be, you know, doing what we're doing. We always hope. You always hope that that's the case. But I guess it's kind of neat that it worked out that way.
Do you ever look at each other in pass? You know, I'm sure you don't see each other that often. He's in Trampled by Turtles and traveling, and you're in bands and traveling. But when you run into each other, just look at each other and go, can you believe this?
Well, we used to see each other a lot more. Mm-hmm. But then, yeah, we both got really busy with touring schedules. Sometimes we, especially when we're playing something together, like when, because I sometimes play drums with Dead Man Winter. And when we're playing some sort of event together, we'll kind of be sitting there and be thinking, wow, this isn't that bad, you know. This is we got it pretty good. We're not breaking the bank by any means, but we both got it pretty good.
These Grand Rapids boys did okay.
Yep.
Did okay. Well, you have you put out a couple of EPs in the past year, and Actual Wolf has it been like about a year since you've been doing this stuff?
Yeah, I've been writing all. I played my first show last February. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been almost a year, I guess. 6 months, a little over 6 months.
And it's your first time fronting a band, which actually to me is surprising because I don't know you that well, but you seem to kind of have a big personality that suits itself to being a front man.
That's one way of putting it, isn't it?
That is. So
I'm sure a lot of other people around town would put it differently, but I appreciate you wording it so nicely. It is a shock that I haven't fronted a band before, but I never really had the opportunity, and I didn't really have I had some tunes, but I didn't really have the tunes. And I think I wouldn't have even started playing solo if it weren't for the encouragement of Burley Burlesque from Crew Jones, who saw me play one of my first solo shows and said, hey, I really like that. He probably used some different words, or maybe I heard him wrong, and that's why I'm doing this. But yeah, he's always been a big supporter, and there's a few people who kind of pushed me out and said, you should maybe think about doing this a little bit. And I guess it just finally got to the point where I needed to do it, you know.
And you had gone, and I don't want to belabor this, but you'd kind of gone through a difficult time before that.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of years. But yeah, there's been a lot of weird stuff that's happened in the last couple of years. But I think that helped. That, along with my little 5-month pilgrimage to Nashville, kind of helped me.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I love it. It's a great town. And it definitely pushed me to start thinking about fronting a band and writing more songs and just getting a lot of what was on my mind out on paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some of that stuff comes through really clearly in the music that you put out. And I really like the honesty of it, I guess.
Thank you.
I think it maybe was difficult. I don't know if it's difficult for you to have some of that out there, but it seems very honest to me. Do you feel that way about it?
I do, and I guess my feelings with it, I'm never one to shy away from giving anyone my opinion, for better or for worse. And I think having this on my mind, I just figured, you know, I have to, I've always written, and I just kind of express myself in writing, whether it's poetry or songs. I guess I just figured, you know, people are going to find out about this stuff anyway, eventually, and I have to get this off my mind so I can think clearly and operate clearly. And so it just happened that way.
So do you think if you hadn't had, and there were some legal issues and things that you can find on the internet.
Yes, yes.
If you want to know more. If that hadn't happened, do you think that you would be doing this right now? Was it kind of...
No, I think it all followed kind of a... It all followed a real natural, you know, there was a real natural movement towards me doing this. It was really, it wasn't out of desperation as much as it was out of necessity.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting how those things turn out. Something that was really difficult for you has kind of led to something kind of positive, pretty positive.
I would say very positive. Yeah. Very positive.
Because the EP is wonderful, and I wish we had more time so we could talk more about it, but you have lots of guests. But one of them is just you, acoustic,
yes.
Some stripped-down songs, and then the other one, Lightning and the Wolf, is a band, and it was produced by Alan at Sparhawk, and has guests like Haley Bonner, and Steve's on there, and you have some friends from the Twin Cities on there.
Yep.
And when I first heard it, I mean, I had no idea that you sang and played guitar. So that blew me away, first of all, how wonderful it sounded. You know what I mean? Because here is this guy that I know who plays piano and drums, and he's great at that. But suddenly you have this EP out, and it's amazing. And
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
So you must be very proud of it.
I'm extremely proud, and I'm glad that I'm persuasive enough to convince a bunch of very talented people to join me on this this wild ride, I guess.
Well, let's hear one more song, and again, this is Actual Wolf.
This one's called The Fool. It's off my Lightning and the Wolf EP. Can't stand my reasons, back turn to that place. All pleasant but divisible, just dissolve into your sea. I would give it all for them, turn it out for good. Understanding is over, killing what you never could. That's what makes a fool. I still remember avenues, sidewalks full of crooked boards, cashing trinkets in for gold. I would give it all for them, not turn the other way. With nothing on the surface of all those nasty things you say. That's what makes a fool. That's what makes. Always be a thief, so likable and lovable, ripping off the people's feet. I would give it all for them. Noises full of fear, the vultures swirling overhead won't always get you out of here. That's what makes a fool. All the singing's for the birds. The Cardinals and the Orioles do it all just for the sea. That's what makes a fool. That's what makes a fool. That's what makes me cruel. That's what makes a fool.
Actual Wolf live from Studio A, and that is a cut from Lightning and the Wolf, which is going to be released on vinyl. Chaperone Records is putting that out, and the album has such a great, like, 70s vibe to it. You know, just beautiful sounds on there.
Completely unintentional, but I do draw a lot of inspiration from mid-70s music. It's just kind of how it all ended up. It wasn't an intentional, like, cop. It's just kind of the way that I write, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And nothing wrong with that. And I suppose you're kind of finding your way to what your voice is, because you're so new to this part of it, would you say?
I'd say that's fair.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We have Eric Pollard and Steve Garrington joining him here on bass. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much, Christine.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by The Playlist, Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSE WRPT.